Good morning, good morning. It's time now for our community connection right here on K11. You trust it, AM 1400, FM 93.3, 833. A little bit of a late start, but it's well worth it. From Take 3, we have Lindsay here with us, and good morning. How are you?
I am amazing, and it's only 6:30 this morning, but I'm happy to be here, and I just shot the caffeine straight through my arm, so we're good to go.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, Lindsay, you would take three, and you're a violinist, correct?
I play the violin, but you know what? It's not the kind of violin that you might normally hear. I mean, I grew up playing on a tissue box strung with rubber bands, and my dream was to become a classical soloist, and I wanted to play Bach and Brahms and Beethoven, and then something happened to me, and it changed my whole career trajectory, and that was getting to play with Yanni. You know, I toured with him, and I'll never forget the first night out. Literally, the crowd was so loud, I could hear them through my in-ear monitors, which, you know, you pay money to not hear anything. And that was the moment I realized, you know, the little applause that you get with classical crowds, I didn't want that. I wanted to really go big and go pop. And that's what I did. So I started Take 3, and here we are.
Well, I got to tell you, the band is something else. You've been here in Oklahoma before, and we're going to have you here, of course, for the OK Music Fest that's coming up here this summer. And you're going to be here on Tuesday the 15th at the Bartlesville Community Center. And this is just going to be a whole lot of fun. Like you said, it's been a little bit, but you remember the town okay, don't you?
I love the town. I remember being there, and I played with the symphony, and I was just starting to turn to the dark side from classical to the more popular, so I chose a classical arrangement of a Beatles medley concerto, and I had my world premiere there, and I cannot wait. I'm a Texas girl myself originally, and I love the barbecue there, so I am so excited. I just can't wait.
Now, how did you get started with Take 3? What was your inspiration behind the group, you know, forming?
Well, we all went to different classical music conservatories like Juilliard in New York and Colburn School in Los Angeles. And, you know, with classical music, you have to play every note exactly as written. You know, they hang you if you do anything that's not on the music. And it's very frustrating, and I decided, you know, I just want to have fun. I want to be able to play Billy Joel. I want to be able to play Pirates of the Caribbean and Game of Thrones and Despacito. And, of course, we still do some Beethoven. You know, we do some of that as well. But my whole goal with this group was to, every moment of the show, be entertaining and play music in a way that everybody, no matter where they're from, what walk of life, is going to enjoy every minute of the show. And I think that's what we're going to create for you guys there. You have a wonderful community. You have this world-class, okay, Mozart Festival. It's amazing. You have that in your backyard. So it's going to be a great, fun, festive-filled time.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to having you here, too. Tell us a little bit about the band. You know, the three amigos, as it were. Take 3. How did you guys all find each other?
So my name is Lindsay, and then we have Jason Stoll on piano and Macala Schmidt on cello. And the group started in a way that forced us, actually, to have multiple group members because we started so quickly. Like with our original classical careers, you'd have a show and then a month off and then a show. But this group just became very popular very quickly. So we had to have multiple groups. We had an East Coast group and a Midwest group, and we had all these regional groups. And then during the quarantine, I finally decided, you know what? We had the time to practice so much and get so meshed, and it just works so well. I decided, you know what? We got to have the one group. So these are the three amigos. I love that. If we ever change our name, that sounds great. And so it's going to be just the three of us. And, you know, we have 50 shows a year. So we travel all around the country. We enjoy being together. We love creating these arrangements. Oftentimes, what we love most is making mashups, which means we play one classical piece, mash it up with a pop piece, and it really just works great. We have we have the best time.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be wonderfully entertaining. And, of course, you know, if you're up there having fun, the audience is going to be out there having fun. And then next thing you know, it's just one big fun event. And I guess that's really what entertainment is all about. And, you know, a heap of talent, a heap of fun. And next thing you know, you got something magical going on in the air. And that kind of magic we call music. What can we expect to hear from you during your performance on the 15th of June?
Well, the most exciting thing for me is, you know, I was one of those shower and car singers, you know, where I just would sing in the shower in the car, and I felt like, wow, I'm like, I am the next Britney Spears. And I thought, you know what, let's just try my hand. And so I'm going to be singing for the first time in the group. So we added in some Coldplay. We're going to do Yellow. I'm going to be singing Imagine by John Lennon. I'm going to sing some Yesterday and some Stand By Me. So, you know, we do jazz and pop. We throw in a little bit of classical. We really do Americana in all kinds of genres, maybe some fiddling in there, country western. So you never know. But you're right. It's all about having fun, and especially during this time, this is our first time getting back out there. You know, we've been off for a year now and just starting to get back. And I mean, I never took for granted a live audience in a show. I mean, that's what I live to do. But during COVID, you know, we didn't have that. So we figured out other ways to get online, and we had our own concert series, but we're going to be bringing that in person for the first time to you guys this summer. And it's just so going to be so much sweeter after this long halt that we've all had. And hopefully there's some pent-up demand. I hope we sell out. I hope people come.
I'm pretty sure the tickets are going at a pretty good clip here. They start at just $35, student and senior discounts for each of the performances. And you can get them, folks, here locally at the Bartlesville Community Center, or you can get them through the OKM website, which is okmmusic.org. Remember, that is Tuesday, the 15th, 7 p.m. at the Bartlesville Community Center, the best of Take Three. And it's just going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to having you guys here and just having fun watching you guys and listening to you guys have fun.
Are you coming to the show?
Well, you bet. I got to. I'm a string guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm a string guy.
I
play weekly, very weekly, but I enjoy listening to those who really know how to play.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to meet you in person. And your audience, they should follow us online. Follow our travels. We're Take Three Trio on Instagram, on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We've got all that stuff going on. And so follow us in our preparation as we prepare to head to your town.
Well, Lindsay Deutsch, this is great. And, of course, Take Three, it's going to be a nice little bit of surprise at every turn, and I like that when it comes to a musical presentation. I like expecting the unexpected, and then when I expect the unexpected and I get something that I expect, oh my gosh, what a surprise there too. So it sounds like you're going to be full of surprises.
Well, that's a tongue twister, and you just did A+. That's amazing.
I can't do it again. Believe me, I can't do it again.
Okay, I won't ask you to do it again.
Got lucky. Oh, my goodness sakes. Do you have any recordings coming out anytime soon, or any that are available right now that folks might be able to take a listen to?
Oh, yeah, we're all over iTunes, on Spotify. We're on all the streaming services, and we have CDs out. So, yeah, visit us on our website, Take Three Music, and check it out, what we have.
Oh, sweet. Well, I'll tell you what, I think a lot of folks are probably going to do this after hearing you on the radio. You guys just seem to have a lot of energy, and I got to tell you, for 6:30 in the morning your time, you're perking.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. Well, I'm a coffee fiend. Of course, I like my coffee with heavy cream, which is unusual, but hey, to each their own, right?
Indeedy-do. Lindsay Deutsch with Take Three, thank you very much for taking five with us here at Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm getting the tickets right since I get off the air. This is going to be a blast.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye-bye now. And that is Lindsay Deutsch, of course, with Take Three, one of the many musical acts that you'll be able to see and hear in person with OKM Music. Once again, the season is the 37th season. It's the June 10th through the 17th. Concerts all over Bartlesville. And we even have a handful in Tulsa this year because the demand, it's just so high. Over 25 events during the festival, 8 main stage performances, 8 showcase performances, 11 children's events. And tickets are on sale right now. Call the OKM Music Office at 918-336-9900 or go online to okmmusic.org. I have a story along with a podcast of our conversation with Lindsay Deutsch here from Take 3 in just a little bit up on our website sometime before noon today. And you can listen to that and get some more information. Once again, their show is Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m. at Bartlesville Community Center with tickets starting at only $35, where we have student and senior discounts for each performance. And, of course, the tickets can be purchased again at OKM website or at the Bartlesville Community Center. And it is just going to be a blast. I want to thank Lindsay for being here with us. I want to thank Ryan and everybody at OKM Music for setting up the nice interview with Lindsay Deutsch, and we look forward to seeing all of our big performers as they show up in style here for our OKM Music Festival this summer. It is 844. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, right here on K1.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world.